you very much. I want to make sure I grab one of those books before I leave. There's a program at my university that's trying to do something similar, and so I'm going to be certain to show it to the coordinators of that program. Okay, our next speaker is Kathy Savala Tyson, who is the Director of Research Development at the Center of Research Strategies in Denver and Professor Emerita of the Community Health at the University of Northern Colorado. She has assisted with the evaluation of the Colorado Trust Health Professions Initiative that Kaya just spoke about. Yeah. And Kathy has an MPH from the University of Michigan, a PhD from the University of Oregon, and 33 years of experience in public health education, federal grant writing, teaching, and research, and is going to speak about meeting the nursing workforce future needs.
I want to welcome everybody this morning, getting up so early to be here. And I also want to thank the Colorado Trust for having the Center for Research Strategies evaluate this initiative and to continue to work with them. And to Kaya Gallagher, who gave me a wonderful opportunity to work with the nursing sites in Colorado. Oops, okay. Well, there was a previous slide that said I had nothing to disclose. And again, I'm going to focus on nursing, particularly for rural medically underserved areas and how you can build capacity through strategies. And if you look at the national workforce across the country, the prediction is that we have almost 1 million registered nurses that will be short every year. And this will impact healthcare tremendously, and it already is impacting healthcare. In Colorado, just like Kaya mentioned, the average age of nurses is 47 years old, which is not unlike the average age of public health workforce. 17%, you know, have stated they won't be practicing within the next 5 years. Part of it's due to retirement. Part of it's to do other occupations. It's very labor intensive to be a nurse. And this is real interesting, too. In the next few years, they expect there will be 2,000 nurses that will be short every year. And there's some hospitals, particularly in Colorado Springs, they're brand new. They can't fill the vacancies. The model that was shown to you by Kaya, again, is outlined in more detail in the mid-initiative report that you can pick up this morning. And it does focus on students. It focuses on training programs. And it focuses on community partners. I didn't realize there's a slide right up here. Okay. And I'm going to go through these a little bit in detail related to nursing, because they were the largest number of health professionals that were produced by this initiative. Okay. There were 5 college programs that were engaged in this particular initiative, and they included Adams State College, which is in the Denver area, Front Range Community College, which is in Fort Collins area, Mesa State College on the western slope in Grand Junction, Morgan Community College, which is in Fort Morgan on the eastern side of the state, Otero Junior College in the south. So again, it was very geographically located throughout the state. There were also 5 employer organizations throughout the state, including Delta County Memorial Hospital Foundation that used scholarships to train their staff, Denver Health and Hospital Foundation, again, used a career ladder approach for nurse training, Heart of the Rockies Regional Medical Center Foundation in Salida, which is in a beautiful area in the middle of the state, surrounded by mountains. And they were able to change from being in the red in terms of the monies they had into the black, they call it, with producing their own nurses for their hospital. And now people want to go there. They want to work there. They want to live there. Also, Kiowa County Hospital District, which I think is towards the east, but Kaya knows better than me, they also had a lot of programs for high school students and for members of their community across the allied health professional and professional development continuum. Shalom Park is a retirement community in Denver. It's a very wealthy little organization, and there are retirees that live there, and they also have assisted living situations, nurses are available to them, and they did an in-house nurse training program. One state organization, the Colorado Community Health Network, was also a grantee, and they produced a lot of monies for scholarships and training throughout the state. In terms of the nursing program strategies, what they utilized, 70% went to the students. And again, I'll share with you what those strategies were. 50% of the sites worked on faculty development, because in Colorado, like other states, we don't have enough nursing faculty. And with accreditation coming up, these nursing faculty members have to have their PhDs so they can be accredited. We don't know if there maybe will be some years that they'll be granted to get this beyond the due date of 2010. And employer partnerships were another major strategy, 40% of the sites. Okay, in terms of student support strategies, as Kai mentioned, life coaches, these were individuals at the different sites that not only provided information how these, you know, non-traditional students, a lot of them were older, how they could get through the system of training, but also how they could balance their work with their families, how they could train their family members to make their own appointments, to do the laundry, to do the cooking, etc. Flexible scheduling was important for working individuals, so the training programs actually worked with the places where they work, which were typically hospital-based, or they could also be like retirement center. English as a second language was important for individuals who came from other countries, so we would have a diverse workforce. Counseling, peer study sessions, these little groups of students that went through these training programs networked with each other and helped each other pass their classes. I was up in the Northeast, and it was just amazing to see all these students working with one student so she would pass her exams. Distance education is very important. It was done primarily in the Northeast and also in the West so that nursing programs could be extended to other small communities. And they would have faculty there. They hired clinical faculty. A lot of times they would use telecommunications so students could watch, be involved in the classes on the main campuses and receive their education. Scholarships, again, very important because a lot of students, you know, did not have funding to go to school. And also the career ladder approach in hospital-based and other facilities was very important, along with social support. Faculty development, again, as I mentioned, there's a shortage of nursing faculty. So faculty were recruited within the institutions, and also as these nursing programs were being developed, they were recruiting potential nurses who could be faculty or clinical scholars along the way, those that they saw the potential. Mentorship is really important for the clinical faculty that are at various sites. Scholarships to release nursing faculty so that they can work on their advanced degrees, because the federal funding has stipulations that don't always coincide with faculty being able to work and also receive their degrees. Release time, very important, so the faculty wouldn't be overburdened. They were typically released for accreditation. Okay, now this is real interesting, the partnerships. Again, the nurse training programs, some cases, small community colleges partnered with each other, just like in the picture. Otero Junior College and Lamar Community College received a large federal grant from the U.S. Department of Labor so that they could have a mobile clinic simulation laboratory. The simulations are very important so the students can learn the skills that they need before they actually work on real people. Also, because of the importance of trying to get clinical sites, it's very difficult. Shared faculty between colleges and employers, and again, that career ladder training and advancement within other facilities is very important to keep the workforce within those institutions. Okay, these are the numbers. About 1,623 were trained from LPNs all the way up for faculty getting their PhDs. In addition, this does not represent the certified nursing assistants, so that adds another large number to this. And the forecast is over the next 3 years is a little bit less because at least one of the programs is not going to admit more students in the next cohort because they want to make sure their faculty work on their advanced degrees. Okay, the results overall, just like was mentioned in our previous presentation, more on-site nursing training programs and employment settings, so that relationship, the partnerships are there, the elimination of the traveling nurses and the $400,000 a year it was costing one particular site, decreased staffing costs in rural settings, better retention of nursing employees, and diversity was important, and then also enhancing faculty education opportunities, and overall more student nurses in Colorado. The next phase that was mentioned is called the professional workforce development phase for the health professions, and the Colorado Center for Nursing Excellence is actually employing four different strategies, particularly for nursing faculty, for the 26 nursing schools. So there's a repayment program. For every 1 year scholarship, the nurses have to be engaged as faculty members for 2 years. So that's to keep them in those campuses. And in terms of nursing leadership, they're having new faculty participate in seminars to retain them, to keep them, to recruit them. The clinical scholars are typically clinical nurses that work out in the field in various facilities, and it's important that they have trained so they know how to supervise the students, grade their papers, also to how to give them grades. And the fourth strategy is called nursing leadership capacity. And again, these are retention succession planning seminars for those 26 nursing schools. Because think about this, if half of the faculty, I think they're almost age 50, they're older than the nurses that are being, in terms of the average age of the nurse workforce in Colorado, they're going to have to be replaced. So again, they have to think about how are we going to retain our current faculty, how are we going to train for new. Okay, how does this apply to public health? Well, 11% of the workforce across the country are in public health are public health nurses. They have the same problems in terms of training in the field, retaining public health nurses. So the student level strategies are very important in terms of providing scholarships to train public health nurses, to create the awareness of the area health education centers across the country have wonderful career awareness websites. Doing that, student support, having federal and state loans are important. And again, in terms of training programs, faculty development, extremely important. The institution that I worked at, the University of Northern Colorado, we were down to like 2 faculty for training, which is very impossible to do a large program. So that's important. And then those community partnerships, how employers can strengthen the workforce within their own communities. A lot of them actually provided scholarships for the students and also some funding for faculty development, because they knew that was very important for their facilities. If they wanted to have the workforce, they needed to work with the colleges. And those are the references. And again, our handouts are in the back. Thank you.